content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of June of 2025. And in the interest of time, I may need to cut out a few things that have been repeated for several months. So here we go. It starts out with the cover page saying, make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team and, most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve leadership first. There's a table of contents, which I'll just skip for now. A. Elliott, District Governor. To my District 31N Lyons, as this Lyons year comes to an end, I can't help but feel immense gratitude and joy as we look back on an incredible journey. Together, we've accomplished so much, created beautiful memories, supported each other every step of the way, and served our community. This newsletter is our chance to celebrate those moments and express how much your involvement means to us. Looking back, I can't help to feel proud of the projects and challenges that we tackled this year. From sustainability efforts to innovative breakthroughs, we worked on initiatives that truly made a positive difference, like providing monthly training sections that you have enjoyed and taken the most advantage of. These projects weren't just about results. They embodied the spirit of teamwork and our shared commitment to serving. I couldn't have done anything to this without you. I am forever grateful for our cabinet, our zone chairs, but especially you, the members of this wonderful district. You make sure to keep Mission 1.5 moving. You assure yourself that your service project was reported. You kept great track of the membership of your club, and for that I thank you. This newsletter isn't just about closing the chapter this year. It's about setting the stage for an exciting new adventure and continuity supporting DGE Gene. Let's carry forward the lessons we've learned, the friendships we've built, and the dreams we've nurtured. Together, we'll step into the future and create even more unforgettable moments. Thank you for everything, and here's to another amazing year ahead. Don't forget that I will always be a phone call or a text away. Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor 31N. Phone 254-415-2751. We listen, we process, we serve. And there's a note at the bottom that says, Happy Father's Day to all my Lyons fathers. From your district governor-elect. This will be my last newsletter as a district governor-elect. Coming up in July, I'm looking forward to being your district governor. I'm not exaggerating when I say the last 2 years have flown by. I would like to thank DG Anna and all the other district officers, zone chairs, and committee chairs for the advice, guidance, and cooperation you all have offered me in the last 2 years. I'm counting on all the memberships in the district to assist me in the future. I would like to promote transparency and sharing in the district for the next year. So I'm going to share with you the activities I've taken part in every month, hoping you will do the same by writing an article about your club's activities during the month for the newsletter. On May 2nd through 4th, I attended the Council of Governors NCLF meetings at Camp Dogwood. Irwin Lyons had a successful vision ball on the 8th, and Boys and Girls Home hosted Lyons Day on the 10th. On the 15th, I visited the Jacksonville Host Club meeting, and on the 20th, I attended the Hall of Fame celebration for Lyons Shirley Black in Smithfield. On the 22nd, the Goldsboro Host Lyons Club installed a new member. Congratulations to all the new club officers, and good luck to all of you in the next year. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact myself or any of the district officers or your zone chair. A list of the new zone chairs is attached to this newsletter. If you have any questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that is from Lion Jean Getz, phone 414-640-5953, or email ggoetz00@gmail.com. Here's some information about the 2025-26 Global Service Project, which will be Childhood Cancer. Lions from District 31N and S have been working hard preparing for their Council's 2025-26 Global Service Project. The plan is to raise grant funds to provide equipment and software to improve the diversion room at ECU Health in Greenville. The proposed LCIF grant will be for $20,000, but half of that amount will be raised by Lions. Don't miss the Childhood Cancer Table at the Midwinter Convention, where you can make a donation and learn how your club can help kids and families cope with cancer. For a $20 donation, you'll receive an attractive pin. And I believe I read this several times, so I'm going to go on to the next item. Save the date. Brave Little Steps Fun Run on Saturday, October 25th of 2025. Through the Brave Little Steps Fun Run, the Lions of North Carolina hope to increase awareness of childhood cancer and the devastating effect it has on families with young children. Funds raised from the run will be used to augment a $20,000 grant from Lions International Foundation to the James and Connie Children's Hospital in Greenville. The grant will allow the hospital to add diversion equipment to various locations throughout the hospital. This diversion equipment and software will ensure all patients, no matter the age, have something to distract them during procedures. More information on how clubs can help will be sent out closer to the event date. And this is from the Childhood Cancer Committee, Jean Getz, Joe Poth, D'Angelo Jackson, Marilyn Jackson, Dwayne Turner from District S, and Becky Burt from District S. And as mentioned previously, there's a page of all the District 31 and zone chairs that was updated at the end of May. Here's a message from the Global Membership Team. Fellow Lions, congratulations, you have just added several members to your club. Now is the time for the next important step in having the new Lion to become a strong Lion member, and that is the orientation session. As a new member, they probably do not know what to expect, feel uncomfortable, and not sure how to get involved with the club's activities. A great time for you as membership chair or president to visit with them about the activities that the club is routinely doing. But most importantly is to learn more about them and their interest in serving others, to truly advance the idea of who we are as Lions, loving individuals offering needed service. I suggest that you set aside a one-hour time slot with just the new members and possibly their sponsors to learn about their personal lives and why they decided to join the Lions. After hearing this, see if there are any existing service projects that the club offers that would meet their interests. Offer them the opportunity to suggest other ideas of service that your club may wish to adopt. As an example, in my club, one of our new members is in the medical field and suggested that we may wish to offer a CPR class for the residents of our community. So now we're making plans to host several classes in our community. Remember, the only way to get members, new members, is to ask. Any questions or if you wish to discuss further, give me a call or send email. Below is the membership number for this Lion year. For District N, the membership totals as of July 1st of 2024 was 956. As of June 8th of 2025, there are 965. So we had a gain of 9 for this year. And that's from Lion Vince Schimmler, District Membership Chair. And his email is vschimmler@gmail.com or phone 919-935-9937. Here's an item from the District 31N Marketing Coordinator, Let's get excited about all the ways we can market our clubs to our communities. After a few years of attending to various health issues, I am looking forward to working with everyone as our district marketing coordinator per DGE Gene. I feel there are many ways we can all do our part to promote interest in our communities and to do the outstanding work as we Lions are doing every day in our communities. My goal is to visit each zone and have a roundtable discussion of marketing ideas that could work in your area. During my year as district governor in 2016 to 2017, we generated excitement and added 77 members and 3 clubs. We can do it together again. Are you with me? See you soon. And that is from PDG Irwin Siegelwax, District 31N Marketing Coordinator for 2025-26. Here are some important dates. We listen. We process. We serve. Awards and installation banquet will be held Saturday, July 26th of 2025 at the Country Squire Restaurant, 748 Business and NC 50, Warsaw, North Carolina. Cabinet meeting will be held August 16th, and the first cabinet meeting will be following this Brighter Visions kickoff. And that will be at the LIB in Kinston, North Carolina. Again, August 16th. There are no times listed here. For officer and leaders trainings, Tuesday, June 24th at 7 p.m., there will be a secretary training. And there's a link below for a Zoom session. On Wednesday, June 25th, at 7 p.m. will be treasurer training. Also, there's a Zoom link. And on Thursday, June 26th, at 7 o'clock, there will be president training. Also, a Zoom link is available. For the Tuesday, a monthly training. On Tuesday, July 22nd, Intro to Lions for New Members. And on Tuesday, August 26th, a reporting service project. Let's see. Yes, and the rest is just the Zoom link, which is way too long to pronounce here. The Clarkton Lions Club will celebrate its 75th anniversary on Saturday, August 16th at 5 p.m. The event will be held in the Fellowship Hall at Clarkton Presbyterian Church, located at 10433 North College Street in Clarkton, North Carolina. We will have a catered meal. PID Sid Scruggs was our keynote speaker at our 50th anniversary celebration 25 years ago. We are a much smaller club now, but we are still living up to our motto of We Serve. We would love to have you and your significant other attend our celebration. Please RSVP by June 30th of 2025. And that is from the Clarkton Lions Club, outgoing President Lion Rusty Marsh and incoming President Lion Troy Mitchell. And Rusty Marsh can be reached at 910-625-6658. And here is a registration form for the District 31N Awards and Installation Banquet, which will be held Saturday, July 26th at 2 p.m. at the Country Squire Restaurant. I think I just said this, huh? At 748 NC Highway 24 Business and NC 50 in Warsaw, North Carolina. The special speaker will be PJD Harvey Whitley. And this form is available to list your name and your club and your phone or email. And you are to send $35 per person and this registration form to Lion Betty Shingleton. The dinner will be Chicken Supreme. And there is also a vegetarian option if you wish. And there's also a box to check if you're interested in the wine tasting. Please RSVP by July 7th. The Fayetteville Community Lions Club wants to let you know that they'll have a charter night officer installation and awards ceremony on June 21st of 2025 at 6:30 p.m. And that will be at 116 Person Street, Fayetteville, North Carolina. There will be food, live music, and door prizes. The cost is $50 for singles and $75 for couples. The member of the Fayetteville Community Lions Club requests your presence. As you know, we are a young club and looking to grow. And that is from Robert L. Bolden, Secretary of the Fayetteville Community Lions. His email address is rlbolden0@gmail.com. Here's a notice about the 2025 USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum. Discover learning opportunities at the Atlantic City Forum. Mark Mansell, Education Co-Chair. Lions and Leos, get ready to embark on an unforgettable journey of growth, leadership, and inspiration at the 2025 USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum in Atlantic City. Once again, the forum is your gateway to countless learning opportunities, equipping you with the tools and insights needed to strengthen your clubs, lead with impact, and serve your communities better than ever. This year's forum offers a dynamic selection of seminars tailored to empower every attendee, whether you're a new member, an aspiring leader, or a seasoned lion looking to take your service to the next level. Here's a glimpse at some of the incredible seminar topics we're planning for you when you arrive on the Jersey Shore in September. And unfortunately, I didn't notice before I started reading this that there is no list on my printed page, but there is a very long internet link for the forum newsletter, which I will not repeat here too much. Okay, here we have the North Carolina Lions fundraising update as of May 25th of 2025. For Brighter Visions Fund Drive, the goal for 2024-25 is $577,250. And total so far, $393,771 has been raised, meaning a shortage of $183,479. And the percentage of the goal reached so far is 68%, with an average of $87.76 per person so far. The Camp Dogwood raffle for 2024-25, the request was $50 per member. The raffle sales so far has reached the $81,454 mark. Sales last year at this point was $127,893. So the difference from last year is down $46,734. And for honorariums and memorials for 2024-25, the totals at this point, as of May 31st, is $21,899. And here's some good news. Last year, the year-to-date total was only $16,888. And lastly, for clinical eye research, the goal for 2024-25 is $20,000, and the total so far is $26,914. And last year's year-to-date total was only $7,903. So that sounds like good news, too. This from the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. They will have a rubber duck race on Wednesday, September 10th in Jungle Rapids in Wilmington, North Carolina. Proceeds from the duck sales will go towards purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. Lion Scott Stevenson will have duck sales, tickets, and more information soon. The Fayetteville Liberty Youth Camp, Basketball Youth Camp, will be held on July 15th. And the camp schedule is thus. ages 5 to 10 from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., and ages 11 to 14, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Camp registration includes an official camp t-shirt, a swag bag with sponsorship items, a camp group photo or individual photo, or it looks like probably both a group photo and an individual photo, hope.community swag, and a complimentary meal. And the registration for this event, the youth camp, basketball youth camp, is free. It'll be held at the Seabrook Rec Center at 708 Langdon Street in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And this is sponsored by the Hope.Community folks. And here's our usual last page. Lyons Industries for the Blind, Inc., independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. And they've got graphics of the Lions Club apparel that they offer, which includes a yellow baseball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue t-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue, what looks like a rain jacket. Well, a jacket with fleece lining. This all from LIB Graphic Solutions, Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated, in Kinston, North Carolina. Well, that was a short one. That was the end of today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.